Okay, so like I said in the text, in the WhatsApp, that I put together the sources for the next, I don't know, few days at least. Basically, all the topics that I wanted to wrap up when it come to when it came to Sefirot Omer, finishing up the sugyot here on Samach Hay and a little bit on Ayin Aleph. And then after that, I want to move. The next sugya I want to do is Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvah, which is a fun sugya on Samach Daled, right? The obligation to do the first mitzvah that comes your way, or well, we'll see exactly what it means. But I want to finish up with the Sefirot Omer stuff first. So one of the central questions that we hadn't dealt with before. Before Yom Tov was the question of is, how do you view the relationship of all the days of counting? And is this one mitzvah or 49 mitzvah, which is sort of the simple way of putting it, or some middle positions that maybe it's one mitzvah with 49 ma'aseh mitzvah. And this is, the halachic question that comes out of it that we'll see. We're going to suggest a different direction, which I think is more mistaber, and in many of the achronim becomes dominant. It's definitely the Rav. But the halachic question that people always ask on this or start with is the question of what happens if you forgot a day of Sfira, which I'm hoping that no one did yet, but whatever. Oh, good. I'm glad that you're on. Yeah, for my kids, we have a. I'll show you. I can show you this. We are put together a like a you know with, without the what's it called? Without being in school, so they need to basically do their art projects at home. So we did the where is it here, the Har Sinai mountain with flowers for each day so that the kids can remember to count. But as the as everyone tries to figure out, so is this actually, I mean, obviously you want to count every day, that's the mitzvah. But okay, Yosef is coming, good. But do you have to count again? Or sorry, count again. Do you lose the ability to count if you forget a day? Now, we know that the conclusion of most people is following Shulchan Aruch that as long as you counted during the day, so then you can continue, and during the day you count without a bracha, and if you forget to count one day, so then you continue counting without a bracha. But as we'll see, no one really holds you to continue counting without a bracha, right? That's not what it is. It's really, if you think you can't continue counting, you can't continue counting at all. If you think you continue counting, continue with a bracha. It's just that because Shulchan Aruch is unsure what the halacha is, he says, in case you don't need to count every day in order to be mekayem the mitzvah, so then you should continue counting. But since, as we'll see, there are shito to say you're not allowed to continue counting, so then they count without a bracha. But ostensibly, that question starts with this issue of whether Sefirot Omer is one long integrated mitzvah or not. But we'll see that it is more complicated than that. Yosef, can you hear me, Yosef? Connecting to audio. Connecting to audio. Yosef, you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good to hear you. Okay, how was Pesach?
Was nice.
Okay, good. Good. Very good. Okay, so the question we want to deal with, as I was saying, was the question of is Sefirot HaOmer one integrated mitzvah, or is it multiple mitzvot? And get into the question of are there other explanations that might explain the data that we'll see in terms of whether if you forget a day, whether you continue counting. So the first source, and again, on Zoom, I have no, the one nice thing about Zoom is I don't feel bad for the environment when I make long source sheets. My normal source sheets, you know, I like get rid of the margins and I do it in like small little fonts because I want to print it. Here, I threw in English, I left big margins, I made the font bigger because like it doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt the environment at all. So so the Gemara says, right, we start with this line that we've seen several times. Katuv echad omer tisperu chamishim yom. V'katuv echad omer sheva shabbatot timot tihyena. So in the middle of the proofs, remember all the proofs that we saw of how many days does it count? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the middle of that had said that how do I know that Shavuot doesn't fall specifically on Sunday? Right, again, this was right at the beginning of this perek. How do we know we don't paskin like the Baitusim? So he says, well, one pasuk says 50 days, and the other says 7 weeks timimot. And the way Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai reads that was that a complete week would be Sunday to Shabbos. So if Shavuot, if Pesach starts on Shabbos, so then the first day of Shvira is Sunday, so then it's 7 complete weeks, otherwise it's just 50 days. But this principle that there is something called Tmimot that may have halachic implications is where everyone starts, because this notion that, again, already emerges in the Psukim, that we're not just counting 50 days, but we're counting some units of completeness, is where we start to see this question of how integrated is this count. So the main sugya at which the Rishonim really addressed it was not on this word of Tmimot, but was on the question of when do you count? So we know that we count at night, but where does this come from? So if you look at the Gemara in number 2, really the Mishnah tells you that mitzvah ha'omer lavo min hakama, it comes from a derivation from the cutting of the omer, right? As we know, omer is 2 things, svirat ha'omer, but also what we talked about a bit, the karban ha'omer. So the karban ha'omer comes from the standing grain, lo matzah, if you don't find standing grain, so yavim min ha'omerim, you're allowed to bring from already cut sheaves. Mitzvato, ideally, lavo min halach, you should bring from the moist grain, right? The fresh grain, the not dried out grain. Lo matzah, you don't find that, so yavi, yavesh. And mitzvato liktor balayla, niksar bayom kasher v'docher ha-shabbat. And the mitzvah is to cut at night. If you didn't cut at night, so then you can cut during the day. And it is docher ha-shabbat. That is the sugya as it appears in Menachot, that you're supposed to do it at night, but it's kasher during the day. If, however, you look at the Mishnah and Megillah in number 3, Mishnah and Megillah tells you as follows. Kol hayom kasher lekriyat ha-megillah ulekriyat ha-halel ulekriyat shofar ulenetilat lulav ulatvilat ha-musafim. All day is kasher for reading the Megillah, for saying halel, for blowing the shofar, for taking the lulav, for musaf, v'la musafin, and all musafin, all karbanot musaf, v'la vidui ha-parim, and for the vidui on the parhelam davar, right? We talked about this for anyone who did hurry out with us before Pesach, for the carbon brought by the Sanhedrin when they paskin incorrectly and majority of Klal Yisrael follows them. Levidui Maiser, right? Every 3 years we have on Erev Pesach, we say Vidui Maaser, where we clear out all the maasrot in our house that we haven't given, and we recite the Vidui Maaser. Vidui Yom HaKippurim, the Smicha, putting your hands on the korban, l'shechita, l'tenufa, l'agasha, l'kmitza, and all these different avodot by the korbanot. Alimilika, that's the killing of the bird with the thumbnail, right? If you know, right, some kohanim have long thumbnails because the bird offerings in the Beit HaMikdash were not killed with a knife. They were killed with the thumbnail of the kohen, right? Like this, right? You hold the the bird in your hand, and then you sort of snap its neck with your.
Got that sharp enough?
Yeah. So I had a roommate who was a Kohen. He had like a nail that was like this long. It was in case the Beit HaMikdash was built and he could go and kill the bird.
Why do
they have to use their nail? The pasuk umalak. The pasuk is umalak et rosho. See, I can get a. Let's see, melikat haof. Melikat haof. Not that I really want a picture of it, but I'll. This is not a pleasant picture per se, but it is a picture from the Beit HaMikdash organization. So let's see. Where'd it go? Yeah, I just try to pull this up. Here. Here. It's not pleasant. You can see the Kohen holds it in his hand and sort of snaps its neck with his nail. So that's Milika. Yeah, it's a great face, Ganapolsky. It's not pleasant. It's an interesting sugya because by normal standards that would make it a trefa, right? It would make it not kosher, but by a karban that's the way you have to do it. The Kabbalah Hazayalishkaya Sotar, and all these different things that happen in the Beit HaMikdash. The receiving of the blood, the sprinkling of the blood, the giving the water to the sota, la rifat egla, the killing of the egla rufa, right? The when you don't have when you can't find the murderer, you kill it from the back of the neck, the tarat mitzora, and for the purification of the mitzora. And then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, kol alayla kasher l'ktzirat ha'omer, right? Once the topic of this Mishnah, if you didn't catch already, is what mitzvah happened during the day and what mitzvah happened at night, right? That's the context here of the Mishnah. But now the Mishnah ends with kol halayla kasher l'ktzirat ha'omer. At night you cut the omer, ulehekter chalavim ve'evarim, and the burning of the fats and limbs. Zehaklal. And then the Mishnah sets out a rule which seems to complicate what the Mishnah said in Menachot. Davar shemitzvato bayom kasher kol hayom. Davar shemitzvato balayla kasher kol alayla. Anything where the mitzvah is during the day is kasher all day. Anything where the mitzvah at night is kasher all night. But what's the implication?
That it's not kasher the next day.
Correct. Right? And that's a problem. Because the Mishnah Menachot says you should do the cutting of the Omer at night, but if you don't, you do it during the day, the next day, no problem. And the Mishnah in Megillah implies that that's not the case. It says if it's a day mitzvah, it's a day mitzvah, it's a night mitzvah, a night mitzvah. So the Gemara picks up on this in number 4, right? The Gemara in Menachot tells you, Nixar b'yom kasher. Really? Vatnan.
The wording is a little weird.
Yes.
If it's a night mitzvah, then obviously it's kosher the entire night. You don't need to tell us that.
Well, if you remember the first Mishnah in Brachot, it's not obvious, right? Because certain things are on chatzot, and that's the machlokas. The Rabbi Gamliel has to come and say, no. Anything which is in the night is really all night. Chatzot is only midirabanan to make sure that you don't miss it, right? But it's not obvious, because remember, right? That was that first Mishnah in Brachot.
It doesn't make that distinction here.
Correct. It doesn't make that distinction here. Correct. Correct. But presumably that's what it's coming to, right, to tell you, that a night mitzvah is all night, but the implication, and not chatzot or something like that. But the problem, as the Gemara already notes in Menachot, is that, wait a second, the implication is that it's not kosher during the day. So the Mishnah says here now in number 4, the Gemara says in number 4, Niktar b'yom kasher vatnan, but didn't the Mishnah in Megillah tell you that kol halayla kasher l'ktzirat ha'omer, Mulakter chalavim varin. Za klal davar shemitzvato kol hayom kasher kol hayom. Davar shemitzvato balayla kasher kol alayla. Katani laila dum yadiyom. But the implication is that night is like day. Ma diyom balayla lo. Any mitzvah that is a day mitzvah is only during the day and not at night. Af delayla, so that implies that mitzvot of the night, bayom namilo, are night and not day. So Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, don't worry, lo kasha, ha Rebbe, the ha Rebbe, lozer Rebbe Shimon, it's a machloket. Ditanya, as the Braita tells you, haya omeru makriv minchara omer vinitmeit, if you were bringing the omer and you became tamei, that's right, it became tamei, im yesh acheret, if there's another, omer lo have acheret tachtea. So we tell him, bring more. Which implies that you can't just cut it during the day. It's if there's more grain that you cut last night, so then you can use it. But if there isn't, so then it says, v'imlav, if there's nothing left over from cutting last night, so we don't tell him, just go and cut. Omer lo have pikech ushtok divrei Rebbe. So we tell him, don't tell anybody it's Tamei, and just bring it, because you can't cut more today, because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, sorry, I think I cut the Gemara one line too short, so let me just get it up here. Yeah, that got cut, actually more than, that got cut a bit. Okay, I'll add it now. Here, I'll just continue it here. Okay, Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Bengach u Bengach, Omer Lohevei Pikech Ushtok. Either way, no, I'm sorry. I take back what I just said. Rebbe says if there's more to cut, so cut. If there's nothing else, then bring it Tameh. Rilazar Rabbi Shimon says, either way, just bring it Tamei. Shekol ha-omer, sheniktar shalom k'mitzvato, pasul. Because if you didn't bring it properly, so then it is pasul. So what does that imply? So that implies that, right, Rebbe thinks as long as there's more, you can cut it during the day. Relazer Rebbe Shimon says, no, you either cut it at the right time, which is the night, or you can't cut more. And therefore, you're going to have to bring it Tameh. So therefore, you have a machloket. Is it that it's at night and only at night? Or is it that it's at night, lechatchila b'diavad, you can do it during the day? Okay. So you have this machloket in the Gemara about the cutting of the omer, right? Does it have to be at night, all or nothing? Or is it better to do it at night and b'di'avad, you could do it during the day? So if you look at number 6 now, and this is where this whole discussion gets started, is this one line basically in the halachot gdolot. The halacha gdolot is a gaonic work. We're not entirely sure who wrote it. Different suggestions have been made in the Rishonim and whatever. Is it Rav Yehudai Gaon or some other gaon? We don't really know. And he says as follows. Amar Abaye, we've seen this Gemara many times. It's the one I gave you for the millionth time in number 5. But Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'mimnei yome u'mitzvah l'mimnei shavuot. Veheicha de inshe velo baruch asver omer meurta mifarech lemachar. The Bahag says, right? The halachah gedolot says that it sounds like you should count at night, but if you count the next day, if you forget, count the next day. Okay. Right? Make the bracha the next day. Now, if you look at Tosfot, Tosfot says as follows in number 7. Veheicha dishachach lispor balayla pasak bahag shisofer bayom. Right? It's clear that the Bahag says if you don't count at night, so count the next day. V'chein ayan nir'eh mitoch stam matnizin d'sof pirkin. And that would be the simple implication of the Mishnah at the end of this perek, which says that when it comes to the cutting of the Omer, you should do it at night, but if you don't, do it the next day. And if Svirta Omer is conceptually modeled on the cutting of the Omer, so even though the ideal might be night, you can do it during the day. Ditnan mitzvato balayla liktzor v'im niktzar bayom kasher. Aval nira l'Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam thought, ikar idach stoma dematnitin deperek sheni demigilah. Right? The Bahag Paskin, like the Mishnah in Minachot, that if you forget to count at night, you can still count during the day. Rabbeinu Tam says, because you can cut at night and you can cut during the day, Rabbeinu Tam said, no, we Paskin like the Mishnah in Megillah. The Perek Sheni de Megillah. Umayti la besof pirkin, kol alayla kasher l'ksir omer, v'dakina mina diktani layla dumya diyom, ma diyom balayla lo af diyom de layla, after layla biyom lo. And then he goes on to prove why he thinks this is the halacha. Fine. So that's the first psak that he says, right? The first machloket we have is, do we paskin like the Mishnah and Megillah, and therefore you can only count at night, or do we paskin that you can count even during the day? That's the first machloket. But now, that's all background for this. I know that's a lot of background, but that's all background for the following line. The last line here in Tosfot says, Od pasak b'halachot g'dolot, the Bahag also paskined, shehim hivsik yom echad v'lo safar, that if you didn't count one whole day, day or night, shuv eino sofer, you aren't allowed to count anymore, mishum dibaya timimot, because you need timimot, v'tema gdola hu v'lo yitachen. And Tosfot said, this is impossible. This is impossible. This cannot be true. Okay? So, we have two machlokot so far. We have the machlokot Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam, Bahag and Tosfot. Can you count during the day? And the way Tosfot presents the machlokot, what's the machlokot, Daniel? Right? The way that Tosfot presents the machlokot between himself and the halacha gedolot about whether you're allowed to count during the day is whether we paskin like the Mishnah in Minachot or we paskin like the Mishnah in Megillah. Second point is that the Bahag paskins that you can't count if you forget a night. And Tosfot, because you need Tumimot, you need perfection, right? Sheva Shabbatot Timimot Tihiyana. And Tosfot said, also impossible. Okay? Now that second position of the Bahag, I want you to look at, is here in 9. The Bahag says, U'mechayev inish l'mimnei shavu'e, l'mimnei shiva shavu'ot mi'urta. You're obligated to count 7 weeks at night. The Chamisa bin Isan Nage Shitzar Ktivrait at the 16th at night. Usfartem Lachem Shisfira Lakol Echad Echad. Ve'echad ve'echad. Umimacharat Shabbat Macharat Yom Tov. Duhu Shitzar bin Isan. Begave Mekravin Omer. Sorry. Why did I not put it? Okay, I'm sorry. I left out the actual line in the Bahag. Okay, it's okay. I just put more of the Bahag, but not the Bahag I wanted. Okay, that's fine. Let's just look at one more Tosfot, and then I want to take this, and then I want to discuss it outside. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. This is the Tosfot in Megillah. Shim shachach levarach balayla lo yivarach bayom. If you forgot at night, so count during the day. Kidemash v'bahai stama demat nitin. Yigasam v'menachot, etc. Right, the Tani Nixar Biyom Kasher B'diavad, Mikomakom Stama D'Hach Adifa. Right, Rabbi Yitam says that based on the Mishnah and Menachot, you would think you can count during the day B'diavad, you could cut during the day B'diavad. Mishnah and Megillah, you couldn't. And Rabbi Yitam, like he did in Menachot, Paskins like the Mishnah and Megillah. And then he says at the end, Ubahag katav deheche de inche livarech balayla yimne lemacha. The Bahag said that if you forget to count at night, count during the day below bracha, without a bracha. That's the girsa he had. Now, I should point out, this is not the girsa we have. If you remember, what we saw in the Bahag is that you count during the day with a bracha. Right? Remember the Bahag? But the Tosvot, his girsa in the Bahag was that you count without a bracha. V'chein halacha, and that's halacha. Aval im shachach laila v'yom, but if you forget a whole day, lo yimne od bibracha divinan timimot. But if you forget a whole day, day and night, count without a bracha. V'achar shibirech al svira, omer yiratzon shibaneh, etc. And then you say Yihiratzon like we do. So what you have now is three shitot. Okay? You have the Bahag as it appears in our versions of the Halachot Gedolot, which are, and seemingly in Tosfot in Menachot, which is that if you forget to count at night, so you count during a day with a bracha. You have Rabbeinu Tam, that you're only ever allowed to count at night. And if you forget a whole, and if you forget a night, do you count during the day? According to Rabbeinu Tam? No. But if you forget a whole, a night, according to Rabbeinu Tam, do you count the next day? Yes. Yes, with a bracha. Right? Not the next day. I should be careful. The next night. Right? You count even if you missed. So, right, these are two machlokot that are working together. So here, I'll write it out for you. Okay? So, right, question one is, right, if you forget to count at night, can you count during the day? Okay? So to this we had the following. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam said no. Why? Because we paskin like the Mishnah in Megillah, that all night mitzvot are only during the night. Okay? The Bahag, as we have him, count during the day with a bracha. What would be the logic for that? We paskin, like the Mishnah in Menachot, that post facto you can cut during the day.
Careful.
And therefore, right? Therefore, you can count with a biracha. Okay? Then that we have the Habahag as cited by Tosvot, which is count without a bracha. Okay? Now we need to explain this shita. Okay? But before I do that, question two that we have to deal with is if you forget to count, can you continue? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the answer? Yes. According to the Bahag, in Tosvot, count out a bracha during the day, and then continue with a bracha, right?
That's even if you forget both day and night.
No, no. So if you forget at night, count without a bracha during the day and continue with a bracha. If you forget for 24 hours, right? You can't count, right? You can't count anymore, right? You can't count at least with a bracha. Okay? So now let's try to explain each of these shitot as we have. Okay? So, question one. Why does Rabbeinu Tam think that if you forget to count tonight, you can count during the day? Simple. We paskin like the Mishnah Megillah. Why does he think that if you forget to count during the night, right, you don't count during the day, you just continue the next night?
Because the mitzvah is every night.
So it could be that the mitzvah is every night. Right, it's separate. Good? Okay. Now, according to the Bahag, that, right, Bahag as we have him, count with a bracha during the day, and if you forget after that, don't count. So what's the logic according to him?
Meaning it's a continuous mitzvah, but once you break it, you can't restart it.
Good, right? So according to him, it's a continuous mitzvah, right? Right? We'll start with this. This is the simplest understanding. It's a continuous mitzvah, so you need to count every day, or you lose the mitzvah. Why does counting during the day work? So why does counting during the day work for him? But because you are allowed to fulfill the mitzvah during the day, right?
So I guess according to Tosfos, the way he reads the Bahag, it's almost like a compromise within the two Gemaras. Meaning, according to Menachot, you could do it during the day, even if you forget at night. But Megillah says no, so what you do is you count, but without a bracha, and then you continue.
But so we have two, right? So one possible way of understanding the Bahag as a Tosfot is Safek, right? Right? One way of basically understanding the Bahag is that it's a suffik, right? Meaning, right, count during the day without a bracha, misafik, right? But you need, right, for something like several orders of doubt. It's one big mitzvah. But since if you count during the day, you might have been mekayim the mitzvah, so then we let you continue counting, right? Something like that. Right? Right, that seems to be the Bahag. So this is one way of understanding it, right? Is that the that the machloket Tosfot on this question of whether you can continue is that Tosfot thinks it's an independent mitzvah every day, so he thinks you can only count at night, but if you forgot at night, you don't count during the day, but you can count the next day with the bracha. And the Bahag, as we have him, says, look, it's a continuous mitzvah. You need to count all of them or you can count none. Why does he say you can count during the day? Because he thinks you're allowed to count during the day. But Tosfot, as Tosfot quotes him, it's a little bit complicated, which is count without a bracha during the day, but if you forget a 24-hour period, then you count the next night. So one way of reading the Bahag is the way Daniel said, which is, he thinks it's one big mitzvah, so you need every day. Really, he'd like you to count at night. He's not sure whether you can mekayim the mitzvah during the day. If you forgot at night, you continue during the day. So we've racked up enough sveiko, right? Some sort of svek sveika, which, I don't know. And so continue counting. So continue counting. But if you forgot a... at night and day, you can't do it. But that's predicated on the assumption that maybe you actually fulfill the mitzvah during the day. Right? And maybe you don't say a bracha misafik. But that the machloket pretty much between Tosfot and the Bahag is it one big mitzvah, in which case mitzing a day doesn't affect the future days? Or is it one continuous mitzvah, in which case missing a day does affect it? And if you look at the tour, right, this is the summary. He says, "Katav bala lachok gedolot shim shachach levarech kol alayla shispor bayom ve'eno nir l'ri." Right, the Bahag thinks you can count during the day. The Ri disagrees. "Va'adoni yavei arash katav shispor bayom below bracha." The Rosh says, "Quote, count without a bracha." "Katav oda Bahag." The Bahag also wrote, "Sheim shachach levarech ve'chad min yamim shlo levarech od biyamim shalacharav." That if you forgot to count, don't count after this. And we'll see some other positions in the Gonim in a minute. Okay? Do you guys have a... now...
It's a little difficult to say that if it's a continuous mitzvah, right, and therefore miss a whole day and a whole night and day, then you can't continue. Shouldn't you be allowed to count during the day if it's continuous? And how do you have a break in a continuous mitzvah?
Well,
if you can't count during the day, then it's not really continuous, right?
Oh, correct, but correct, and therefore the Bahag. Which is what the Bahag says in our Bahag, right?
Right, so I don't know why.
Correct. So now the explanation we've had so far, that basically the machloket is that Tosfot thinks these are 49 separate mitzvot, and therefore if you miss a night, don't worry about it, but never count during the day. And the Bahag, as we have him, says you can count during the day with a bracha. So then you could say that's because he thinks it's one big mitzvah. And he thinks that you're allowed to fulfill the mitzvah during the day. And that's why he says, if you miss a day, don't count, because he thinks it's one big mitzvah. Why does he say count during the day? Because he thinks you're allowed to count during the day. That's why he says count with a bracha. The one shita that we can't... Now, this explanation that we've just said is basically the way the Chinuch understands the machloket. And that's this source right here in 15. That he says, midinei ha-mitzvah, ma-sha-amru zichronam le-bracha, You're supposed to count at night to make it complete. We'll come back to that point. Etc. Mepharshim said that if you didn't count tonight, count during the day. Some, like the Bahag, say that if you forget it, you forget to count, you can never count again. Because it's one big mitzvah. And if you miss one, it's all over. Hodu lo morenu shebedarenu lesvarazo, and the chachamim didn't agree with him. Elamisha chachach yom echad yomar, and we'll see what he says in a minute. Don't get that? They disagreed. They disagreed. Okay. So again, we have two poles. Rabbeinu Tam thinks it's a separate mitzvah every night, so if you forget a day, don't worry about it, and never count during the day, because you can't fulfill it. We paskin like the Mishnah Megillah. The Bahag, as we have him, says, if you miss a day, you can't count, as the Chinuch says, because it's one big mitzvah. But if you forgot at night, you can count during the day, with a bracha. Why with a bracha? Because he paskins like the Mishnah and Menachot. But the weirdest shita that we have is Tosvot, in the name of the Bahag, which is, only make a bracha at night, but if you forgot the night and counted during the day, then you can continue the next night with a bracha. And that seems to be neither here nor there. Because as Daniel says, if it's one big mitzvah, you have to do them all the right way. And if you think that the right way is night and day, so count with a bracha night or day. If you think that you can't count during the day, then why count without a bracha? What is this? And if you think it's one big mitzvah and you didn't do it at night, so what does do it counting during the day help? Okay. So I'll leave it up to you guys. Right? The next explanation is to say that the Bahag is not based on one mitzvah versus 49 at all. He's based on something completely different, which is, now it's already 12:05, so we can continue tomorrow. Maybe what I'll do is I'll give you the beginnings of it, and we'll flesh it out tomorrow, okay? The other shita that's been explained and we'll have to flesh out is that, no. You misunderstand. The Bahag thinks that the reason you count during the day is not because you fulfill the mitzvah during the day. Why do you count during the day? Because this halacha that you have to count every day is not because it's one big mitzvah. It's not one big mitzvah. Or maybe it is one big mitzvah, but it doesn't matter because one big mitzvah with 49 maaseh mitzvah. But neither of those would make it that if you miss a day, you can't continue. What is Bahag based on? Something completely different. Not is this one mitzvah or 49 mitzvot, but rather, whatever the nature of this mitzvah, you can't miss a day because then the count is not a complete count. The count is broken. And maybe you could say, look, at night you can fulfill the mitzvah. During the day you can't fulfill the mitzvah. But you know what you can do? You can make it that the count is continuous. Because as long as I didn't miss a whole day, I may not have fulfilled the mitzvah of day seven. If I forgot, day seven is a bad example for a reason we'll see. I may not have fulfilled the mitzvah of day 10 if I forgot at night. But if I count during the day, my 49 days are still a complete unit. I just happened to fulfill the mitzvah on 48 of them. And on one of them, I didn't fulfill the mitzvah, but I contributed to completeness by at least acknowledging that today was day 10 within the 24-hour period. So maybe Bahag says, as quoted by Tosvot, I count during the day, not with a bracha, not because I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah. I'm not going to fulfill the mitzvah. I count during the day because the reason he thinks if you forget a night, you can't continue is because you now have lost contiguity, right? You've lost this notion of perfection, of tamimot. If I count during the day, even if I'm not mekayim the mitzvah, maybe at least that contributed to completeness and therefore will allow me to pick up the next night. So therefore you have three possibilities. Each night is a separate mitzvah, and therefore, of course, you can always count. It's all one big mitzvah, and therefore, if you forget one, you lose the whole mitzvah. The only question of counting during the day is, do you paskin like the Gemara in Megillah, or the Mishnah Megillah and Mishnah Menachot, which is how it appears in the Bahag himself, or as the Bahag appears in Tosfot is, maybe the mitzvah is only during the night, you count during the day without a bracha, but the reason that you need to count every day is not because it's one big mitzvah, it's 49 separate mitzvot, or at least 49 separate maaseh ha-mitzvah. The reason that you need to make sure to at least count once during a 24-hour period, whether or not you happen to fulfill the mitzvah, is because there's a separate obligation, which is that your count be tamim, be perfect and continuous. And it could be that as long as I count during the day, even if I didn't fulfill the mitzvah, I lent to the contiguity of this. So we're going to develop this more tomorrow, and we're going to see that there are interesting positions that clearly hold of this type of idea, such as positions that hold that if you forgot a night, what you should do is, if you forget day 10, then on day 11 you should say, yesterday was day 10, and today is day 11. Right? Clearly, no one thinks you're fulfilling the mitzvah, or at least at first glance, no one seems you're saying you're fulfilling the mitzvah, but maybe that's a way of contributing to tamimo. So what we're going to do tomorrow is continue to explore this idea that maybe the question here isn't, is this one mitzvah or 49 mitzvot? It's, is there this necessity of contiguity, of tamimo, and how would you contribute to that notion of continuous counting with in ways that may or may not be formal fulfillment of the nightly mitzvah. So that's what we'll continue with tomorrow. And as we'll see, there are going to be a lot of compromise positions. Counting, like I said, counting retroactively, issues of weeks versus days, distinctions between the first night and other nights, and we'll explore that tomorrow, okay?